larger than life characters, personalities, politicians who have dominated the Zimbabwean political landscape for over a decade. This means that we are going to go into a new election, into an election, with a completely different set of candidates for the main parties, but more importantly, under a different, completely different political environment. The conditions have changed because the leadership and the dynamics within the big parties have changed. We are going to witness an election in which the current interim president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, is going to go head to head, most likely, with the current interim president of the MDCT, which is the main opposition, as everybody knows. I don't know whether it will continue to be called the MDCT in the aftermath of the death of Mr. Tsvangirai. But what is more important is that we're going to see a completely different election between President Mnangagwa and the leader of the MDC, Mr. Nelson Chamisa. It's going to be a very complicated election for several reasons. One of them being that both of them are first-timers in that contest, in that competition, that race. They've never been there before. Their time was obviously President Mnangagwa being 75, 76, so the, 7 to 8 years, depending which birth date you are using, has a lot of experience. He has been in the political struggle for a long time, from the colonial, the anti-colonial struggle up to now. So he has accumulated decades of experience. Mr. Chamisa is a very young politician. Mm-hmm. Younger than most of you guys at the studio there, younger than me, and younger than quite a lot of politicians who are currently sitting right in the middle of Zimbabwean politics. So that becomes interesting on its own. I mean, you're comparing a very old politician and a very young one, among other dynamics that will be at play. This presents a very interesting dynamic on its own, which means that President Mnangagwa will have to do quite a lot, because you remember the demographic situation in Zimbabwe is that there are more, by far, younger voters, in other words, those who are 35 and below, compared to any other age bracket. Between 18 and 35, they constitute the majority. Mr. Nelson Chamisa just turned 40, I think, a week ago. So in terms of demographics, he has a huge pool of appeal. But in terms of the advantage of incumbency, the advantage of having access to state resources and the instruments of power, Mr. Mnangagwa is ahead. But when you go to appeal directly to the people, it is the people who will be the final arbiter, even though in this country, unfortunately, you have interventions of manipulation, rigging, intimidation, and other things.
Mm-hmm. But of course, Mr. Amulea, you would agree that Chamisa would contest is being disputed.
Yeah. Oh, there's a big issue within the MDC. There's a storm, in fact, Chamisa, primarily because that is one of the issues that is not being spoken about right now as part of the legacy of Mr. Tsvangirai. One who did a lot of great things for this country, fought for democracy. He made sure that Zimbabwe, at the very least, doesn't only remain democratic in form, but also in substance and content, because for the first time, after Mr. Tsvangirai came in with the MDC, after 2000, the Zimbabwean parliament became representative. It was no longer the usual Mr. Mugabe's parliament, of which was basically a rubber stamp, where you had 147 out of 150 MPs belonging to the ruling party. After Tsvangirai came, he made sure, which is actually the biggest contribution among others, the biggest contribution is that Tsvangirai democratized parliament, which is the most representative body, which is really the supreme body in terms of exercising sovereignties, exercising the lawmaking process, and the contribution to policymaking as well. Tsvangirai left a very ugly legacy as well. The ugly legacy being that he failed, number one, to provide firm and decisive and a disciplined leadership throughout his tenure as the leader of the MCC. That is why you experience, I don't know how many, I've lost count of the splits of the MCC. Mm-hmm. That's why there are various manifestations of the same party. That's a failure on his part. Mm-hmm. And the second one was, which is another big failure, was trying to intervene in the natural process of progression or succession mm-hmm. after Congress in 2014 by appointing Mr. Chamisa, Nelson Chamisa, and Mr. Elias Mzuru as the VP. Mm-hmm. That brought this, it poisoned the succession environment. However, be that as it may, Mr. Chamisa has laid claim to the leadership of the MDC using the popular mandate of the party. So far, he's clearly ahead of everyone else in terms of commanding the popular support of the party. Thokozani Kuphe, who is another candidate who is contesting the leadership of Mr. Chamisa because she's the elected VP of the party. She has the constitution on her side. In terms of the constitution, she supports everybody else can read that MDC because you don't need to be a lawyer because it's written in simple terms. She supposed to be the next person to come in there. But contestation for power, as we know, whether it's in the United States or everywhere else, it's not like fighting to lead a religious organization. There are political circumstances that arise. The person who will seize the moment eventually emerges the leader. Mr. Chamisa has just done that yesterday and the days before, and I'm sure he's going to do that in the next few days to consolidate his leadership.
Mm. Thank you, Mr. Mleya. And hold on there. Slobabake uhepet, ekongela baba hepet, kunjani?
Yeah.
Hayi siphile kakhulu, ungathini ke ngomnumzana utsongelayo opople?
Yeah, ngizibuhlungu kakhulu ngomdala wethu ositshileyo. Ngiyamkhalela lami, ngikhalela le muli yakhe. Labanye nje asihlanganeyo nje siyakhala ngomdala wethu uTsongelayo.
Singathi ke owakufunda kumoyi kwini wena ngokwakho?
Ah, mina ngifunda okuningi ngomoyi okhalela umdala. Wasilela kakhulu eZimbabwe ngemali la ngezinto ezazisilela eZimbabwe kuselakala ukudla into eziningi njengasemalini walusilela kakhulu la manje lokhu esisebenzisa leli yusu walilela waliletha eZimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. So ke abantu bayakhala bekhangele ngaphi nxa sokukhangelwa ke ibandla lakhe leli osongani sokungena umpongo phakathi?
Hayi, kathesi sikhala ngebandla ukuthi but akumelanga sikhale kakhulu ngokuthi ibandla kumbe umuyi sesithile. Lathi kumele sigcine konopho njengabontanga ukuthi sizame lo zafaka esitulweni sizame ukuthi sizincede lathi ngebandla lethu lona lezi bengadileyi.
Ye, hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba. Sibonge kakhulu, ungadilela kusasa.
Okay, hayi, mbongile tulu.
Yes, Papa, so he says Tsvangirai did a lot for Zimbabweans and mm-hmm. is really heartbroken. So he says, anyway, that's what life is all about.
Mm-hmm. Do we still have Mr. Japhet Moyo on the line?
Yes, please.
Now, Mr. Moyo, you heard what Mr. Mleya was talking about there, the disunity that we are seeing in the MDC. What is your take on all this? Do you think this party will survive this?
The party is bigger than the individual, so I think fighting for the crown. I think the party has gone through similar turbulence before, and it survived, and won elections. So we believe that from where we are as Labour, I think we believe that this is a phase which the party is going to go through, and we are disappointed, of course, that because it takes the party a bit backward, but we believe that it will pull through because people need to understand how the party was formed first for one to understand that. It might not disintegrate like any of these other parties which are formed in hotels and when there's a fight in the cockpit it crumbles. The best of the MTC is the people. So definitely, on all the people who are claiming or making a claim to the leadership, they don't own the people. Mm-hmm. They want the position. But people are going to come with a division. So I think it happens that always people will fight for this crown. I think even during the time of when the Bengula passed, I think people fought over who was supposed to take over from him. It happens in many instances. So in our view, I think it will probably, we can't blame Tsvangirai for what has happened today, that it was his failure to have managed the succession. I don't think that is the correct analysis of how the party was supposed to have conducted itself. Okay. I think this is it's normal that you always have this. I think even in South Africa, sometimes you had an experience of when people are going for a Congress, they fight over the position. So I think it is going to pull through.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Tine Mutereri, Mukoma Innocent, Magadi. Mukoma Innocent? Ah, vanenge vasipo parunare. Muchiripo here, Mukoma Innocent? Gibbs.
Yes, no babu. Yes, no babu, Njabulo. Njabulo, kunjani baba?
Ikona ninjani.
Siyaphila sibongombani, Njabulo.
Ngawandlovu.
Yebo, Lovini. So, nantu daba esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje, impilo kababa uTsvangirai. So, wena ungathini ke ngomoyi uTsvangirai?
Ya, leke singathi thina ke kithina abantu besintwini, ibindoda ekade imele amalungelo ethu noma nje kade ingafikisi lapho abantu abaningi kade befuna khona, but indoda esilwele kakhulu, ngilusizi kakhulu ngemfaka kamuyi uTsvangirai ngoba ihope yethu thina njengomthwakazi kumbe ngithi njengabantu ibi-best ngokulwa kwakhe esilwela nje everyday kusukela ngo-99 kuze kuzofika namhlanje ekufeni kwakhe. Ngathi mina ngivote kabili empilweni yami ande ngivotela uTsvangirai. Okwamanje nje mbhekile nje kuzoba nzima ukuthi ngithi ngizovotela futhi omunye umuntu ngoba ayi kunzima ukuthi ngithaste mina njengomthwakazi omunye umuntu futhi njalo.
Kuzawenza kuyini ukuthi uvotele omunye? Ubona ngizana kusela ongamvotela kolapho.
Ah, kuna ngani kuyakhathaza ukuzothatha yabona ama-elections aseduzane.
Mm-hmm.
Ukuthi umuntu asele his manifesto at this juncture before ama-elections it's not going to be an easy task, considering that ZANU-PF has got a stronger candidate at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's not appealing to the masses, but as it stands, the metrics is ongoing, I say this is ngoba akula muntu ongaba global like the departed guy ongaba khona esingambeka lapha. Angeke avuke umuntu ukuthi kusiyafika 2-3 months bese evukile sibe sesithi ngeqiniso umuntu lo uzokwanisa sifile ukuthi afike kumagnitude kaTsvangirai. Kunzima, angazi, maybe analysis yami ingabe i-biased kodwa hey, even yena uChamisa ongenile, yes, I'm 40 years at the moment. He might be appealing to me.
Hmm.
But that i-charisma ikade iloTsvangirai, hayi, kunzima ukuthi itholakale ku-MDC kumbe ku-any other political party engabe i-opposer iZANU-PF at this juncture.
Awubona ke Njabulo Ndlovu, ube nempela fika enhle. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ungenele ehlelweni namhlanje. So he's saying that Mr. Tsvangirai stood for the rights of the people, and you know, this is despite that he didn't achieve a lot with the people. But he says, you know, he voted twice, you know, and he was voting for Mr. Tsvangirai.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's saying he doesn't know who he's going to vote for. And he says, obviously, if Mr. Nelson Chamisa is appointed for good, in the MTCT. Mm-hmm. He's not sure whether he's got that charisma, which Mr. Tsvangirai had. So he's saying maybe there's a bit of a problem, but, you know, he says that's his opinion, and that's his opinion anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we've got a caller, right?
With Mkoma Fidelis, Magadi.
Matsipo Magadi, Mkoma Blessing.
Aywa, Tiripo, Tipeo Pungwa Zenyu.
Yeah, it is very sad that the people's president, our national hero, the binge of democracy, and the people's icon has passed on. I personally, Tsvangirai was my hero, and I believe that if you look at the history of Zimbabwe between 1980 and today, is one of the few people who managed to define and change Zimbabwe's political spectrum. One thing I remember Tsvangirai for was his opening of our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember before 1999, many people could hardly speak against the government. Or let me say, there was nobody to galvanize people to do that. Tsvangirai also showed people that the government can be opposed, government or the sitting political party can be defeated, like he defeated ZANU-PF in the 2000 referendum and in the 2008 election. And in the wake of Zimbabwe's economic fall, Tsvangirai made people test Kenan a little bit when he joined the inclusive government. The economy of Zimbabwe improved. People actually could believe that Zimbabwe can recover. Wednesday arrived and Tsvangirai was taken into glory. But I would like to think of Tsvangirai as the biblical Moses, who was appointed by God to take people from Egypt to Canaan. But unfortunately, Moses could not make it to Canaan.
Mm-hmm.
But as we know, the children of Israel still made it into Canaan. But there was Joshua and Caleb who had been groomed by Moses, right? Mm-hmm. So MDC is kind of having a political struggle. They're going through their cleansing process, which ZANU-PF went through when G40 was defeated.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Joshua and Caleb will be able to emerge out of that, to be able to continue President Tsvangirai's legacy. From the look of it, it seems as if Vice President Chamisa is taking power,
mm-hmm.
And will be able to lead people for a brief time. And other people are jostling for power, like Madame Coupe and Vice President Muzuri. But to be honestly speaking, if you have been analyzing the political spectrum,
mm-hmm.
especially things happening within MDC, you realize that Chamisa is support of some structures and support of the people, but the other two, Madame Coupe, they have support of MDC leadership, but don't have support of the people. People barely know about policies Vice President Engineer Muzuri he has passed or what he has done. The same goes for Madame Coupe. So I think for now, Chamisa might be a good step forward, but if he is to lead, things have to be done in the right way, since MDC is a democracy.
Thank you. Thank you, Fidelis, for joining us mm-hmm. this evening.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you, Blessing.
Thank you so much. Gibbs.
I guess we've got another caller. Magadi Mkoma.
Tiripo Magadini.
Aiwa isu tiriwadi. Tipeo pfungwa dzeine zvekushaya kwaTsvangirai nezvazvinoreva kumhuri yeZimbabwe.
Aiwa tarwadziwa zvakanyanya nemushayikirwa nemutungamiri webato guru rinopikisa. Naizvozvo kuti maZimbabweni ese ngavave vavaise kumukunamata kuti vafambirwe ndovo zvakanaka. Titendewo legacy yavaTsvangirai. Yatinga tichinzi hombe chavakanyanya kugona. Kuti kusava ne one party state in Zimbabwe. No one tangari ndangari unikurunga wa mkandi. Tsvangirai is managed kuti abvise idea one party state kubva mukurwadziswa hwangu kwa asi izvozvo zvakasvika pakupfuura. Two, Tsvangirai is managed kuti tive ne people's driven constitution. Gaba idi kuti tira kariba draft itwa motera. Asi Tsvangirai MDC opposition they've managed to give us a people's driven constitution. Saka ndozvinhu zviviri zvatingati legacy yake ndozvakanyanya kushanda izvi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda zvikuru chekupedzisira. Inongova yambiro vakuru vedu vari MDC kuti ngavazame kuti vabatisane. Vashandidzane pasava nekuparadzana. Ndikuda kuti ndo mazve kupedzisira ezano anoda kutobatana. Iwayo ndoti maita basa chaizvo.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
Let's go to Mr. Mleya. A quick one, Mr. Mleya. So, do you see the MDC fracturing within the next a few weeks? Or maybe they're going to reconcile or something like that? What's your take on that? I'm told that Mr. Mleya is actually gone. So ngikhulumeke lo baba uJaffet Moyo asikhulume ngesintu lapha ke baba Moyo wena ngokubona kwakho ubona njani MTC izadabuka phakathi yini kulandela konoko okwenzakeleyo ubona njani baba
hayi ngokubona kwami ngokukwazi inhlanganiso leyi asihlanganisa singayibona iphihlika ngingathi ekuqaleni ukuthi inhlanganiso yabantu bayadoselana izikhundla zakhe abaphezulu bazakhithika abangakwaniyo angiboni ke idilika le inhlanganiso ngendlela esayakha ngayo hayi bazakuwa abanye bazasala kodwa sizabona nje ikhula idlula ihamba isiya phambili iqinile ukumangalisayo abantu bengaze bayidelela so ngiyaphinda futhi njalo ukuthi hayi kwenzakala empilweni kungani nje bangakhumbula ukuthi ivelele kuphi labo abadonselanayo bebekwazi ukuthi hayi bazayichiya bona ke inhlanganiso ini.
And now Mr. Moyo obviously going forward in terms of opposition politics in Zimbabwe, I asked this question to Mr. Mleya earlier on. How do you see it moving forward? For example, the MDC without Morgan Tsvangirai and ZANU-PF for the first time since 1980 without Robert Mugabe.
Yes, a very interesting game ahead of us when you have you don't have a very brutal authoritarian regime in power and a very powerful and energetic opposition leader challenging. It's not the very situation. I think currently people are able to do their campaigns better than they used to do before. We see the security forces have slowed down in terms of clamping down on the opposition. So we look forward to a very fair play. Although it won't be a very a credible election, in fact, because the management of the management or the electoral system in the country is skewed in favor of those in power. But we have completely different players in the field of play, so it is a different ballgame altogether. So it will be very interesting to see how it is going to turn out to be. If I think the generality of the Zimbabweans allowed to come in thousands and vote, I think we're going to experience what we did experience in 2008 or 2009, where the opposition roamed to a win, although technically they were not able to take power. So there might be some surprises.
Because, of course, it is Joseph Stalin who said, those who vote do not matter, but those who count the votes. That is what happened in 2008. Gibbs.
And we've got some people that are sending messages. Dr. Swobe writes, Dr. Moken Richards Tswangirai was a seventh leader, a true national hero that led from the front. May his soul rest in peace. If only the MDC leaders can observe Ubuntu and let us mourn without the drama and power wrangles witnessed right now. Then we've got Rupen, who says, yes, siyabukela lapha bafowethu, siyathabela ukuthi ukhuluma lati. Then there's another message from Pamela Kumalo. He says, Mr. Tswangirai was a very powerful man. We know that he beat Mr. Mugabe in the ballot box. Rest in peace, Sabe, till we meet again. You did the best for your nation. Then I've got Eugene Ngwenya, who says, what he clearly didn't learn was patience. He should have been patient so much that he's referring to Mr. Tswangirai. Then Isaac Piri, ubhale sithi lela ngoxolo, president of the people. Ye, umlaleli wethu okugcina uqinisela Dabengo ukhona lapha ecingweni. Baba Dabengo, kunjani?
Yaphila njani ndani?
Isiphile kakhulu. Akutsho ukuthi ungathini wena ngoba uTswangirai?
Okokuqala ndizathi umoya wakhe ulale ngoxolo, ube yindoda sibili kupolitics, ube ku-opposition, ubekezele kakhulu wabalwana. Besibone abantu abaningi bephakama ngaphansi kwakhe bekwanisa nokuthi ba-challenge i-system leyakade ikhona kaMgabe, ngoba ekuqaleni abantu bebesesaba ukuphumela esizukeni ukuthi ba-oppose uMgabe, kodwa kwenele ukuvuka uTswangirai 99 hhayi ube yindoda sibili ube nesibindi, uhlukunyeze kakhulu, kodwa hhayi walelokhu ebambele sithuma wakhe kawulale ngoxolo. Sesikucela ikubana labo abaseleyo bephezulu khona ngale kubana nje nabo bakwanisa ukuthi balungisisane bafanane izikhundla kakuhle, kwenzela ukuthi abantu abavota bangasali benokukhonona kakhulu. So nje nami ngakutsho amasithini.
Kodwa ubona nzani baza kulungisa konke kona kokuhluphayo?
Kumele bakulungise. Nxa bebona nje i-picture yangikhona ephambili, kumele bakulungise kwenzela ukuthi kungabi nokwehlukana kwamavoti, njengoba sesisekhetheni. So kumele ukuthi yena lowo zabevumakele ukuthi akhethe ukuthi abe khona, abantu basekele yena nxa befuna ukuthi banqobe ukhetho lolo luyayo.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke baba Dabengwa, ungadinwa nokusasa.
Hayi, kulungile, nami ngibonge.
Yes, sibonga kakhulu. That is Mr. Qinisela Dabengwa. He's saying that you know, people you need to unite to fight against a common enemy. So he says, unity please. Yeah.
Now, Mr. Japhet Moyo, your last word. How do you want the nation to remember Mr. Tswangirai? Unfortunately, I think he is gone. The phones were a bit problematic today, but we are glad that at least we managed to pull through. Do you have any messages there?
Yes, Gift M. Malubi saying, says, before it, so, if one yam, yavulegalawe. So, who's aware, Utomsen, Dlana, Utomolweni, Mr. Tube, no Mr. Zulu. Sikhona lapha ehlelweni, siyakhulisa kakhulu ukuzwa likhuluma. Kuzobuya-ke uRuben Ndlovu uthi ye siyabona kakhulu ukuthi besicabanga ukuthi ngujonga kade hayi nguZulu ukhona namhla. So they're talking about you, man. They thought you were Mr. Jonga, you know. So yeah. So I think we end here today.
Indeed. Of course, we want to thank you, all our viewers, on our Facebook platforms, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA English. And of course, the program was to celebrate the life of the late Morgan Tswangirai, who died in South Africa on Tuesday after a two-year battle with colon cancer. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, a blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.